You're listening to The Pulse, where it's all about student news, student opinions, and student voices.
Welcome back to your Tuesday edition of The Pulse with me, Hermione, Olivia and Jack. And we've got a new guest now. Harry has joined us because Matt sadly had to leave. And now Olivia is going to be talking to us about a story about universities letting students change if they didn't get their first choice.
Yes, so under new government plans, we could soon see universities poaching undergraduates from rival institutions. So students who don't quite make the A-level grades may now be able to get into their first choice university as they could be given a second chance and be able to switch in their second or even their third year. Jo Johnson, the Higher Education Minister, has already set out the government's vision for a system where students can move more easily between higher education providers without losing credit for the work they've already done. UCAS, the University Admissions Service, has said that it too regards greater portability of qualifications as vital. And a spokesman last week said that it is working on plans to change its website so that students can search for second and third year vacancies. So therefore, the students who don't complete their studies would have the opportunity to pick them up again later at a new institution. Or if students had felt they'd made the wrong decision about their course or university, then they could also change. It's something that's done in countries such as Australia, where it's a lot easier to switch between universities than it is here in England and Britain. And that has been a comparison that's been made a lot this week. Some experts have been saying that this could cause universities to start putting in more of an effort to make sure that the students want to stay there, because obviously it means that dropout rates from their university may be higher. For example, rather than just dropping out of the university entirely, they could switch to a new university. And also, if students wanted to trade up from a university low down in the league tables, particularly international students who may not have been able to kind of identify which universities are deemed more prestigious or better for certain things, then they would be able to. So I just wanted to ask you guys if you thought that this was a good idea, whether you think it'd work, and if you, well, not that you probably wouldn't want to change universities, but if you ever were in a situation where you wanted to, if you thought it would be something that you'd take the opportunity to do so.
Yeah, well, we actually went out onto campus and asked students some questions along these lines. The questions that we asked them were whether they looked at league tables much in picking universities and how much it swayed their decision. We also asked them whether if they could change university to one perhaps higher up the league tables, or their first choice if Nottingham was their second choice, whether they would change. And we also asked them whether they thought allowing people to change university in second or third year would perhaps make the university force it to increase its standard of teaching and the content of its classes.
A little bit, but mostly it was about the table of the course. Not in your second year. I think in like the first couple of months of the first year you'd consider it if something came available, but I don't think you'd switch in your second year because you've sorted your house and everything. It's a massive pain in the ass.
Would you personally have wanted to change maybe?
I had thoughts about it in first year, but I think now in second year you're almost halfway through. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. I think it would make them up their game, but I also think that it would be very negative for students, because if you were able to switch, if you were given the offer, you might take it, and a huge part of your performance at university is based on like whether you feel comfortable and settled at university. And if you don't feel settled because you switch, then your academic level will fall.
I'd say quite largely, like, I looked if it was a Russell group and checked for the league tables for my course as well.
No, not at all. I'm happy with the teaching and I've made really good friends here. 100%. I feel like there is good teaching, but it would just give them that extra need to better themselves.
I would say that league tables persuaded my opinion in regards to the course, but in terms of the actual university, I wouldn't say that much. What mattered to me was whether it was a Russell group, but I would say most people would definitely depend on league tables to give them some sort of guidance and etc. Especially if you're the first one to go to uni in your family, it definitely does help. Definitely not. I think once you're at university, you end up loving the uni you go to. And I think if you move second or third year, I think it would definitely have an effect on your studies, because it takes a while to get used to a different university, etc. So no, I wouldn't. Yeah, I think that would definitely help, because if university students could change uni, then there is then technically they could be short, like undersubscribed or whatever. So I think it would make university professors, etc., make their lectures more interesting. and try and get people either from different universities to come and to bump their league tables up?
It really didn't, to be honest. I think I picked this university based on what I heard from school about whether or not I'd be right for my degree, and also friends as well. You'd always want to go to university based where a lot of your friends are going, so it'd be a lot nicer. Probably, because at the end of the day, universities want to have a good reputation of bringing in students and making sure that they're given the right grades so that they can progress into their professional lives. And the fact that if they had a large majority of students leaving universities, that would be considered as a problem, yeah, for sure. And that would make them go obviously down the league tables and not really considered as much.
So, following on from hearing from what people have been thinking about on campus, I just wondered what your guys' opinions were and whether this is an idea that you support or not.
I don't really kind of... I understand the concept, but if I'm being honest, I think it's a bit silly, personally.
I don't really
know enough about it. Even from what you've told me.
I think it's a bit kind of, you've done 1 year at university and it's still not your, you still wouldn't want to be there. Obviously something's gone a bit wrong, but it's almost, shouldn't you have in the first place done enough research that your second choice was somewhere you also wanted to go, so you don't actually need to change? Because for me, I had never actually come to Nottingham and I didn't know what it was like, and so it was a bit of a risk putting it down. And luckily, like, it's such a lovely campus and it's a really nice university, but maybe there should be some form of encouragement, like, you need to know which universities you're putting down, you should be visiting them, because if you still want to change to your first one, then...
What if somebody's really got their heart set on going to a particular place and then in their second year they then would have the opportunity to do that?
I mean, you can take a gap year. I feel it's almost a bit... You've done 1 year, and obviously if something's completely wrong and you want to change, fair enough, but I think, as we heard there about the people on campus were saying, a lot of your academic grades are based on, like, stability and consistency with your tutors, for example, and just knowing, like, good places to study, for example, on campus. And maybe going to a new university, you need to relearn all of that.
You have to also refit back into a whole nother uni, make a whole new bunch of friends, join a whole new bunch of societies if that's what you want to do and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, is, you know, you're arguably creating a bigger challenge for yourself by trying to enter into a different university in your second year. And also, it kind of promotes this seemingly quick fix kind of culture we embrace as students, where if something doesn't work out, we can just go somewhere else. Or we can, yeah, there's always a loophole in which we can try and worm our way around. But, you know, whereas arguably, like, yeah, if you've had a year, you know, and yeah, you should be researching your unis and stuff. And obviously, like we were talking about earlier, I think the idea of clearing, where, you know, you might be thrust into a place where you're not really completely, you know, where you didn't have your heart set on it, to be honest. But I don't know, I mean, you do get a grace year from the student loans company as well, but you wouldn't even need it because you're just going straight from first to second, aren't you, after you've
done. It does say that they're going to start advertising vacancies at universities for people in their third year, so from that I think the implication is that if you were in your second year and then decided you wanted to move for your third year, you could also do that. I think what was most interesting was the comparisons to countries like Australia, where this is something that's already been put into place and it does actually function quite well. And a lot of people over there, as I was reading about it a little bit in The Guardian, and they were saying that that students over there were kind of happy with the system that worked. And I think that's why they're kind of thinking about maybe trialling it here to see what people think. But I thought as well, for international students who might not know much about the universities, I guess it would be, and for them, they might not get a grace year with student loan companies, and for them, their fees are so much higher already. So for them, it might be something that would work quite well, because it would mean that they wouldn't have to go back to the beginning to start again, because it's going to cost more for them to do that.
I can understand. I think that's a really good point about the international students, and that's really interesting, especially since if they're so set on studying in the UK, and perhaps if the universities in their own country aren't as good, then that's something that's really important, that they make sure they are getting the most out of their university experience and their education. But as Harry was saying earlier about this kind of quick fix mentality that we have, I think that is something to address here, because you could just go through the whole of your first year, like a lot of people anyway, like, oh, it doesn't matter, my grades don't count, and you could still do that and be like, oh, why am I actually here, I'm not going to get involved, I want to move anyway. It could just offer people that, and so in first year they're getting even less out of their university experience, maybe.
I think for me, part of it, yeah, is reinforcing the idea that first year doesn't count, because if you can, you know, jump ship when it comes to the unis, then clearly, you know, first year doesn't really mean anything. And it also, yeah, reinforces the idea that in order to try and make the most out of your uni experience, and also making sure that you don't, you know, have problems regarding homesickness or whatever, you do need to throw yourself in. And if there is this offer, people might feel less inclined to do that. And as well, it kind of destroys the idea of your three-year course being a three-year course. It's like, I'm worried that the modules or the kind of actual syllabus that spans over 3 years might become even more disjointed than it already is, because rather than thinking, okay, how are we going to chart this student's progression over 3 years when it comes to learning different stuff, it's going to be like, all right, here's your second year teaching and here's your third year teaching. They're going to be very separate things, when really we should be encouraging students to kind of have an actual arc and progression to what they learn.
Could you argue though that at the end of the day it's like that student's choice? And if they want to risk like upsetting their learning or not doing very well or not enjoying their like second or third year because they like move unis, surely it's up to them if they want to take that risk, because that's the university that they want to go to.
I think that is a good point, but I don't know if UCAS should necessarily be advertising it this much and showing it as an option, because I think when you're applying to these universities, you don't think of that. You think of the 3 years and that's what you base your decision on. And so if you're then basing your decision on, okay, I'll go and try it for a year, and if I don't like it, then I can change, so I'll look at all these other ones as well. I don't know if that's necessarily a very good mentality to have, because you should be looking at a course for 3 years, the modules it offers you over all of those 3 years, what you can do your dissertation in, if there's year abroad, which locations it does. So I think that's an important thing to look at. Does anybody else have anything they'd quickly like to add?
Could I just quickly add that one thing that Mike Nicholson, he works at the University of Bath and is a director of student admissions, and he thought that if you are an admissions officer and you work really hard to get students to come into your first year and then you find that half of them disappear to a university, to a different university, that he believes that universities are going to have to work harder to satisfy students. So you, by putting the system in place, you could see an increase in student satisfaction.
Yeah, no, that's a really interesting point, and we talked to students on campus about that as well. But yeah, so that was a really interesting debate we just had about university students being able to move in second and third year.
This is URN.